Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2059, recorded on Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Jane Evans, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Jane. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Mr. Robert Mustwit and Mrs. Cicely Tyson. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with this week's news, we have two features. One on a Norwich actor's mother who recalls the horror of the Rwandan genocide, and the other about the connections between Norwich and Rouen. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording is the latest edition of Chatterround. There's lots to look forward to hearing about. The role of an on-call firefighter, how the East Norfolk Operatic Society is celebrating its 60th anniversary, the impact of the Vikings across East Anglia, how Grapes Hill Community Garden is thriving, how the first play in Europe of Agatha Christie's novel Towards Zero is to be performed in Norwich, and David Newham talks about his career in newspapers. So do keep listening at the end of this recording. Now we begin with news stories that include how outstanding young people have been celebrated at an awards ceremony, and a generous donation helps an educational charity. But first, despicable thugs have attacked again.
Police are investigating reports that a second cat has had its ears cut off with a knife in a space of 2 weeks. It's understood the mutilated cat was discovered in the NR3 area of the city and taken to the Taverham Veterinary Hospital. It comes less than 2 weeks after a five-year-old cat called Bubba suffered similar injuries in the Catton area. Norfolk Police confirmed they were made aware of another incident by vets and that inquiries were in the early stages. Gina Blake from the Lost and Found Cats in Norwich charity described the latest incident as despicable, adding there had been other disturbing reports of attacks on Facebook.
A £100 billion business will have a clear message for Norfolk companies when they visit the region. Be ready. Offshore wind giant Vattenfall is launching its national supply chain campaign in Norwich to prove its commitment to the economy of the region. The Swedish company is hoping to gain approval for their Norfolk Vanguard project, promising it will bring millions into the county's economy. Businesses at the event will be key players in the supply chain element of the project. If approved, contracts in civil engineering, fabrication, building construction, environmental, electrical engineering, logistics, offshore services and offshore subsea engineering are up for grabs by local firms. Rob Lilly, supply chain manager for Vattenfall, said, "We are working with local skills providers and economic development agencies to ensure the local workforce, the local businesses, are ready when we need them." Vattenfall had said it expects to create around 700 jobs in the region to work on the farms over the next two decades. The company has said it will need at least 420 onshore construction staff, hundreds of offshore during construction, as well as 150 technicians. Vattenfall has also reserved space at Peel Port's Great Yarmouth to support offshore operations.
A retired couple has been financially ruined after their jailed mortgage advisor told a series of lies to their bank. Derek and Christine Broughton from Worcester were sold a 10-year mortgage in 2008 by an advisor who's since been banned for making fraudulent mortgage claims. Mark Thorogood, who's now in prison for a separate fraud, claimed on the mortgage application that the couple, both aged 74, were property developers with a joint income of more than £100,000 a year and with their own company. In reality, they were pensioners with a tiny income, but selling them the mortgage meant Mr. Thorogood was paid more than £3,000 in fees. Also, they could not afford the monthly repayments to Abbey Bank of up to £1,600 a month on the 7.6% interest-only mortgage, meaning that despite making repayments for 10 years, they are in arrears and owe the bank more than the initial £256,000 borrowed. Abbey, which has since been incorporated into Santander, did not check whether any of the information on the form was correct, Mr. Broughton claimed. Santander said it was the responsibility of the mortgage advisor to make sure the information given was accurate. But the Broughtons picked a rogue advisor, who was later fined £100,000 for fraudulent claims. They admitted they paid little attention to the mortgage at the time, as they were dealing with lots of personal matters. The bank said Mr. and Mrs. Broughton would have signed legal paperwork with their solicitor and the mortgage deed. The money was borrowed against their home near Conwy in North Wales, where the couple were living at the time. They're now selling their house in North Wales while renting a bungalow in Worcester. A spokesman for Santander said Mr. and Mrs. Broughton's mortgage was approved in 2008 based on the information that was provided by their independent mortgage advisor and in line with the lending criteria that applied at the time. But we continue to work with Mr. and Mrs. Broughton to find a solution.
More vulnerable children in Norfolk and their families will be able to access support help thanks to a donation to an educational charity. The Hamlet, which runs services for children with disabilities and complex health needs, has received a £1,500 donation from this newspaper, raised through our Christmas Carol concert in December. The donation will help to fund a new room at the Children's Centre preschool, giving space for four extra children to attend each day, and to buy new equipment for use at its centre's sensory garden.
Two Norfolk chaplains were treated to a hero's welcome as they completed an amazing seven marathons in 7 days. Thousands of people had been pounding the streets of the capital earlier in the day as they took part in the London Marathon. But Soul Church senior pastor John Norman and Norwich City Football Club chaplain Louis Bloy have been running a marathon a day in the past week to raise thousands of pounds towards building a new Soul Church building after its previous home at Heartsease Lane burnt down 13 years ago. The pair completed their epic 7-in-7 challenge and were welcomed home at the Soul Church on Mason Road by hundreds of well-wishers, including Norwich City player Christoph Zimmermann, who took time out from celebrating City's promotion to greet the pair. Zimmermann said he'd done the calculations and worked out that if he ran 10 kilometres in one game, then it would take him 28 games to do what they had just done in 7 days. The duo, who have run almost 200 miles in the past week, hope the challenge will raise somewhere in the region of £70,000.
Budding sports stars, determined volunteers and young people who have overcome adversity were praised at a Norfolk Awards ceremony. The Norfolk Youth Awards were held at Open on Bank Plain, with 10 awards including an Outstanding Achievement Award handed out. They were organised by the Open Youth Trust, a charity which works closely with young people. Dozens of people filled the venue for the awards, which were held for the second time, and watched as the nominees, who will be automatically entered into the young person's category of this year's Stars of Norfolk Awards, were given certificates. Talented skier Joseph Thompson won the Sports Award, while Jazz Mickleborough, who lost her mum, aged just 12, won the award for perseverance. The Great Yarmouth-based Harbour Radio Youth Matters team won the Team of the Year, while Charlie Johnson, who volunteers for several causes, was crowned as the community category. Danielle Dennington won the charity award. Shauna Briggs was named victorious in the Momentum Volunteer category, and ambitious Holly Reader, who one day aspires to be a head teacher, triumphed in the Education category. Up-and-coming actor Thomas Smith, who appeared in BBC comedy Upstart Crow and lives with Down syndrome, won the Arts Award. John Gordon-Saker, chief executive for the Open Youth Trust, said, "The Norfolk Youth Award are all about giving young people in Norfolk a platform to showcase their fantastic achievements. They also demonstrate the significant positive impact they have on their community."